every martial art has its foundational texts. And then there's Shugyokai, which translates a single verse of Ueshiba's classical Japanese and comes back with classical grammar analysis, speech act theory, and a waka reconstruction.
Latex Space Coyote is behind this one, working through Ueshiba Morihei's doka, teaching poems. And today's episode follows that work into questions of Aiki, Makoto, and what it means to polish martial spirit through relationship with others.
Let's start with the verse itself and what it actually asks of the practitioner.
The post frames this as primer two in a sequence, picking up where a prior verse left the principle of bu as an abstraction and grounding it in interpersonal practice, the question being how that principle actually enters the body.
The translation at the center of the post renders the verse this way. Through harmonizing ki with others, cultivate within your body and mind the martial spirit of the authentically sincere, brave, and harmonious spirit. Achieve the polishing and unification of Makoto's spirit, which embodies truth, goodness, and beauty, and manifest this in your entire being.
So the upshot is that Aiki is not a destination. It is the starting condition. Harmony with others is what initiates the inward process, not what concludes it.
Which makes the verse less a trophy case and more a training manual written in classical Japanese.
The commentary is careful about that. It notes that in Ueshiba's 1930s writings, Aiki includes timing and unification of movement and intent with the other, not mere pacifism. The term Makoto carries similar weight, sincerity as both an ethical stance and an ontological condition, what the post calls a heart-mind free of falsehood. The triad Shinzen-bi, truth, goodness, beauty, is described as a common early 20th century ethical motif, and the post situates it inside Budo as aesthetic ethical cultivation, not external ideology.
Right, and the post is direct about the historical freight on terms like Yamato Damashi and Bukon. It does not neutralize them by calling them universal.
Exactly. The commentary draws on Benesch and Onuki Tierney to note that pairing Yamato Damashi with Bukon places the verse squarely in late Meiji and Showa Bushido constructions. The post's position is that martial spirit does not subordinate truth, goodness, and beauty to itself. It is itself passed through their polishing.
That tension is doing real work in the reading.
It is, and the grammatical analysis supports it. The post argues the displayed lines are not an independent poem, but an editorial extraction from a longer doctrinal sentence, whose controlling predicate does not arrive until primer four, takes the harmonious beautification of the world as its purpose. The continuative verb forms, nario yoboshi, nashi, do not close the sentence. They pass one unfinished action into the next. The reconstructed waka uses the particle koso to project forward to the final imperative oyobe, creating what the post calls a grammatical double exposure, the same form serving both as the formal completion of kakuri musubi and as a direct exhortation to the practitioner.
So the verse and the waka reconstruction are not competing. One is the historical syntax, the other makes its practical pressure audible.
That is the post's framing, yes. And Shinshini, in Body and Heart-Mind, is described not as a destination, but as a hinge, the point where Aiki between kami and human beings enters the body and opens again toward the sincere person and the world.
From there, the territory shifts. What it means to carry that outward is where the next primer picks up. What stays with me is that the verse refuses to let martial spirit be self-certifying. It has to pass through relation, through the body, and keep answering the question of whether it is actually true, good, and beautiful.
And the grammar enacts that. Nothing closes until the purpose of Bu is declared, several primers later. The next episode will follow that sentence forward.